Today, we're talking to Catherine Page and some exciting news, Catherine. Coming up in May, the Delaware Contemporary will be presenting its biannual installment of the Gretchen Hupfell Symposium. Let's talk about it. What's going on here?
We're excited because we have an exhibition forthcoming, Anahata, with the works of John Singletary. And so this symposium, Immanent Realms, Light, Image, Sound, will feature or will become the fulcrum. And so it is called Light, Image, Sound because John Singletary's work is photography. And so this symposium will address the intersection of visual stimuli and the impact of changing technology on how we perceive and understand our world. And so the focus of the symposium, it aims to investigate the influence of visual language of contemporary photography practices. And then that information in the technological age, and then on our ability to broaden our understanding of each other with the world. And what's unusual about John Singletary's work is that it employs this cutting-edge photographic technology, the OLED, which is organic light-emitting diodes. And I am not an expert in photography by any stretch of the imagination, but what the OLED does for a photographer is when you have a shutter on your camera, when you have an f-stop of 8 and then you have an f-stop of 22, it changes the depth perception. And so the OLED is, it wants to diminish that depth of dimension so that what becomes real at a distance becomes much more focused up close. And so it reduces that, I guess, that chasm of reality. And so it's very exciting to see that. And so we're also going to have a panel discussion from diverse scholars, artists, and technology experts, and each of them will share their knowledge on advancements in the imaging field using technology to engage and inspire public discourse and also inform.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the event, the symposium featuring an esteemed panel of speakers. Do you want to point out anybody in particular that will be presenting or speaking at the event?
Well, besides John Singletary, the artist, we have scholars such as Carla Guillerón Montero. She is a professor at the University of Delaware in cultural anthropology. And so she applies her anthropological expertise with complex multiple meanings and representations of identity. We've got Priscilla Smith. She's also a professor at the University of Delaware. Her expertise is in material culture, what she calls art geneering. And so she began exploring the photographic medium as an undergraduate. And she engages both science and photography, and it's led her to work exploring fine art as a medical and forensic photographer. So she gets into the details. And then Tim Alessi, he is a, he works for LG Corporation in user experience. And so he will address the OLED technology and how it compares with traditional LEDs and other screen technology for visual as well as social consumption.
All right, so we're talking to Catherine Page about the 2019 Gretchen Hupfell Symposium, Immanent Realms, Light, Image, and Sound. It's scheduled for Saturday, May the 18th. I'm just looking through the program here. The symposium will conclude with a reception and a dance performance. Talk about that.
Oh, yes. So Megan Hannon, she is with the South Carolina Dance, I believe the Dance Consortium. And so she will perform at the conclusion of the symposium. We'll have a light reception. And she's one of the dancers that John Singletary has photographed. What John Singletary does is he kind of acts as a director. And so there's choreography, there's musical composition, and then there is the design and arrangement that he manipulates his photographs. And so Megan Hannon is one of the dancers. So you have this aggregate of artistic expression all going into his photographs. And so she will be dancing to the original compositional music. And so it's a way to extend that experience of the symposium of light, image, and sound.
Catherine, is this symposium free? And if so, okay, so you answered that. How can people register for it?
They can go to our website, www.decontemporary.org, and register. Although it is free, we still ask people to register so we can determine our numbers for seating and then refreshments. This symposium is free because it's been underwritten by the Hopful Endowment Fund.
And what's the location of the symposium?
At the Delaware Contemporary, 200 South Madison Street, Wilmington, Delaware.
Catherine, is there a deadline for registration?
We have a deadline a week before.
Okay, so right up until practically the event. And again, it's on Saturday, May the 18th. What are we leaving out? What am I not asking you about the Gretchen Hupfel Symposium that people need to know about?
Well, one thing that I want to say is that this symposium is also in part to a funding from the Delaware Humanities. We're very grateful that through the funding of Delaware Humanities, we're able to bring these scholars from all over the East Coast, as far south as Florida, South Carolina, and then right here in Delaware. So we're very grateful for that.
Now, you mentioned early on, I want to revisit this, you mentioned early on that the symposium is planned in conjunction with John Singletary's exhibition. When is that on exhibit? Immediately after following the symposium or prior to?
That's an excellent question. John Singletary's exhibition, Anahata, opens on May 3rd. We have a special preview on May 2nd. It's a ticketed event. And then it closes, the exhibition closes on September 22nd. So we'll be here for a while. And because this is an unusual exhibition, it's a special ticketed event. And so the ticket prices are $10, and then children 13 and under are free.